This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado Governor Jared Polis is still pushing the Geo ICE Detention Center in Aurora to provide details about what happened to a detainee with an active case of tuberculosis. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Polis said in a statement that state and local public health officials have not yet been granted access to the facility or given more information, despite asking for days. They sent a list of questions asking what happened to the person diagnosed with active TB and if any TB investigation was performed within the facility. Immigration, civil rights, and health groups have raised concerns about overcrowding, plus unsanitary and poorly ventilated conditions that could help spread TB. CPR reached out to the GEO Group and ICE, but so far neither has responded. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Senator John Hickenlooper's bill to increase transparency of medical costs cleared a major hurdle yesterday, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Patients Deserve Price Tags bill is headed to the Senate floor after it cleared a key committee 21-1. Hickenlooper worked on the bipartisan bill with Kansas Senator Roger Marshall. In addition to publishing actual prices for 300 medical services, it also protects against add-on charges and has enforcement mechanisms.
That's going to make sure that this gets done. And if they aren't, there will be civil penalties for non-compliance. Hospitals won't be able to go out and collect debts if they are out of compliance.
Marshall and Hickenlooper would like to see it pass before the November elections, but Senate leadership have not promised it will come up for a vote. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org. More rain is forecast for much of the state today. At lower elevations, high temperatures are generally in the upper 80s or low 90s.